You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. A while ago, Loy Norick's high school student Soraya Metcalf was desperately trying to do her AP European History homework. But all of these thoughts kept getting in the way.
At that time of the year, I was talking a lot about Wendy Davis's filibuster in Texas about women's health rights. And I was thinking about the dress code at my school and how it kind of it over-sexualizes a student's body just because it's hot and they want to wear a certain kind of clothing. And I talked about stand your ground laws related to George Zimmerman and also Marisa Alexander, who she was actually being attacked by her abusive husband, or she was afraid of him at the time, and she shot off warning shots and didn't hurt anyone, but she was still sentenced to do time, while George Zimmerman actually murdered someone and didn't do any. And it was making me so upset, and I couldn't focus, and I had to. So I just started writing until I could calm myself down a little bit.
And those thoughts became a poem called Land of the Free. Here's an excerpt.
To those who have drifted along lazily as if the ways of the past could carry them into the future, I am coming to be the end of the vicious atrocities that have taken place as I was growing. I am smashing your boxes and shattering your glass ceilings. I will begin the process of healing the world and the people within it that you have written off and left wounded. I'm going to find a way to clean up this awful mess that you have made, not for you, but for the generations of the future who would otherwise look to me and ask why I allowed the innocent to die screaming in the wake of stupidity and pride. That is the conversation I refuse to have with my children.
In July, Metcalf read her poem at the National AXO Competition. AXO stands for the Afro-Academic, Cultural, Technological, and Scientific Olympics. It's a program that encourages African-American high school students to develop their academic and cultural talents. At the end of the program, there's a local competition, and then those winners go on to compete at the national level. Metcalf and four other area teens went to nationals in Las Vegas this year, including Amara Bowers of Loy Norick's, Jamila McKenzie of Portage Northern, Ray Reason of Phoenix High, and Jasmine Small from Comstock. Janelle Farrakhan is the chairperson for AXO in Kalamazoo. She says there are a whopping 26 categories in the competition.
They fall under umbrellas of humanities, performing arts, business and entrepreneurship, visual arts. There's also a culinary category. However, we don't do that in Kalamazoo.
Farrakhan says the program gives talented teens the confidence they need to develop their skills.
If I'm a student that likes to write, I may not know that I have potential to take it to that next level if I'm not able to have someone just kind of draw that out of me. So this program kind of takes students, they may have an idea. Some students come to us during we have orientation usually in September, October. They may just come to us with an idea. So what our job to do is with our students is to take them from the idea to a piece that's ready for competition.
Farrakhan says National AXO medalists get everything from a tablet to a large college stipend of about $1,200 or more. Last year, Terrell Gaston from Kalamazoo Central High School took home a gold medal for architecture.
And he actually redesigned a bridge in Arcadia Park.
Now Gaston is studying engineering at Western Michigan University. None of the local winners placed in nationals this year, but Metcalf says it was amazing to be around so many teens that are passionate about what they do.
All of these artists coming together just to get better at their craft and to share their art and express themselves and learn from each other.
The Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP will hold orientation for the AXO program this fall. For links to more info and to hear the rest of Metcalf's poem, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.